Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. This is Dove Knight. You know, I took off for a week, and today is Thanksgiving. I actually was going to try to spend time alone, you know, and come back, you know, like tomorrow after Thanksgiving, because I know you guys are having turkey and or veggies. Like me, I'm a vegetarian. But if you're enjoying your turkey, good for you. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is because it came to my attention, you know, as an artist, you know, I like to create songs and I like to do things, but Thanksgiving, is the start of that holiday celebration, you know, at the end of the year, you know, and it creates like where, you know, where people get together with their families, they get around table and they have turkey and they get together. It became custom. Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the way up to New Year's Day. You know, it's like a social norm that brings people together. The truth of the matter is that some people in this society, American society or in other places around the world, don't fit into that societal norm. You know, they don't have the access to being around family members, and they don't have access to having a loved one or a close person with them on holidays and even on regular everyday, you know, even on a daily basis. And I want to tell you, I'm one of them because I just didn't fit into the societal norm every holiday, where people go out and be with their family, they have turkey, they go places, they meet, or their loved ones, or their married spouse, or something. For me, I didn't fit in that system, that society norm of holidays, meeting with relatives, because, you know, either it was strange, or they're too far away, or there's no relationship. And there, you know, there were many holidays where I stayed alone. Because I simply, you know, no one wanted to be around me. When I was a child, I felt alienated, and I felt like something was wrong with me as I got older because I didn't fit into that societal norm of being on holidays, being with other people, to no fault of my own. But then I realized that it was the truth is it's just another day for those who don't have no loved ones or don't have no family to go to. You know, the truth is that, you know, I'm going to say from my standpoint, I'm not alone. Even when I'm alone on Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's or whatever holiday it is, because, you know, I have a higher power. So with a higher power, I'm not alone. So always remember that to those who feel alone or who don't feel like they fit into that societal norm of the holidays with Thanksgiving or Christmas or New Year's. Also, there's other resources to meet people. You can go to a church to get Thanksgiving dinner, or you can go to synagogues. You can go to, there are places you can go to where you can meet, or go to a restaurant, be around people. So you don't feel lonely. Because the truth of the matter is a lot of people don't fit into that societal norm of the holidays. They don't have access to families. They don't have the loved ones that other people take for granted each day. Me being an artist and being like into music and so on and being doing these podcasts, despite doing all the things I'm doing, a lot of times I felt alienated and I didn't fit into that societal norm. That doesn't mean that something is wrong with me. It's just that it just don't, you know, fit, because I didn't get connected to my family and I didn't have the right people around. So I'm just leaving this as a message, a holiday message, that to those who don't have no one to be around with on Thanksgiving or Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holiday it is, from November to December to January to New Year's Day, that you're not alone. If you have a higher power and you believe in a higher power, whatever God or whatever you believe in, you're not alone. So always remember that. And also remember there's resources in your hometown, wherever you are, that you can go to meet people. You can get Christmas dinner. You can get Thanksgiving dinner. You can get, there are places where you can be around people. But the most important thing is it's just another day, one day of the year, or two or three days. Continue living. Because that societal norm of being around holidays don't fit for some people, and it didn't fit for me. And in some situations, the people who are fragile during the holidays and feel they are left out get their mental health deteriorate, and that's not good because they don't feel like they fit with that societal norm of always being with somebody on the holidays. The truth is, they're not alone. Again, higher power, whatever you believe in, if you have a higher power, you're never alone. Also, there's places to go to. And just a reminder that it isn't just another day, but it's another day of celebration while we're eating turkey and we're having a good time with our families. It's just a reminder that there are some people who don't have that luxury or have that access to be around loved ones or close people during the holidays. They just simply don't. And they should also be celebrated on this day as well. So as an artist who sings, but also as an artist on podcasts, I want to let you know that the holidays are for everyone to enjoy in their own way, and no one should be left out. Again, there are people who don't have access to be around people and so on. The truth is, we're not alone. We're not alone. Good day, good night from Dove Night.